Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. It is amazing to be with all of you today. We've been on 6-week hiatus, rebranding, Listen Give, and we are really excited today as we have someone from China on the show. We had a little bit of a late start. We apologize to you as our audience and to our guests. As usual, technical trouble at Blog Talk Radio, but they have alerted me that they are working on this and have been working on these issues as they've changed over their site. So it's not an excuse coming from our part, just the radio and, you know, being internet radio itself. So without further ado, I'm going to get into bringing on our co-host, Mr. Jay Logan. Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gail. I'm in lovely California. I know you guys are having a bit of a storm out there, but we're doing pretty good out here.
Well, you know, we do have a storm, Jay, and that has been part of the difficulty, unfortunately, you know. And, you know, we're doing our best here to get things moving forward, you know. But I'm really happy, you know, with everyone. So, you know, let's get into the show, Jay. So, hey, everyone, you know, it's been a while. We're in rebrand mode for much of the last year, you know, year and a half, and getting ready for a major campaign. We just want to thank you for supporting us during this time. So now, you know, as we know, we've brought on Jay. And, Jay, we're going to get right into this. You know, I know we wanted to talk about the state of music, so to speak. But I think we should, you know, both get into bringing on our guests. Are you okay with that, Jay?
I'm wonderful. I think that's a good idea. Let's get busy.
Okay. All right. So let's get busy. So we're going to start in with Ms. Jean Wernheim, who we've had before, and Ms. Ruhan Jia. Hello, Ruhan. Ni hao, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Ruhan.
Hi, Ruhan.
Fine, thank you. Hi, so glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, so glad to hear you. And Jean Wernheim, are you with us as well from
Hi.
Sweden?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
We are just so excited, Ruhan and Jean, to have you on. So for our audience, this is Ruhan Jia. She is a Chinese superstar for us, and she's being interviewed by us today. So this is really, really exciting for us. And then we have Jean Wernheim, who is with Shanghai Synergy, an APR, and works with Ruhan Jia from China, Sweden, and the States, and just all over the world. So we have really two international people here, and Ruhan and Jean, as you know, Jay Logan. Ruhan, I'd like to introduce you to the co-host, Jay Logan. So, you know, is it okay if we get started into our questions, guys? I'm so excited. Hello, everyone. Are we there?
Yes, we're there. I heard you.
Yes,
I thought you keep talking.
Oh, hello, Jay. I'm sorry. It's a little bit
hello,
Jean. Jean, here.
Yeah, Jean, welcome back. And hello, Ruhan. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, hello, Jay. Thank you.
So, you know, Ruhan, it's a pleasure to finally speak with you in person. You know, we're going to get right into to the show, but we ask that you don't tell – we don't – want you to give too many answers to the questions because we want to save all your answers as we move forward, okay, for you and Jean, okay? Is that okay with you, Ruhan and Jean?
Yes,
sure.
Okay. So, you know, Ruhan, we would love to know how long you have been singing. How long you have been singing?
I have been singing almost 20 years.
Oh, that's
very
amazing.
Long time.
Like, did you start out as a little girl? Like, you know, what instruments or anything were you playing as a little girl?
Yes, actually, when I Actually, when I learn a little bit of talk, I begin singing. My mom teach me how to sing. She spent lots of time on there. And, yeah,
wow.
I play piano. It's very, very early. So, actually, it's like music is kind of like my first friend.
Oh, wow. That's
wow.
Great to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know, Gail, from Wuhan, I would like to know, what music classes did you take while in your native China? What music classes did you take?
Oh, music class, a lot. Singing class, chorus class, and piano, ballet dance, kind of like that. Yes, I should take this class every weekend, go to there. So actually, I have not weekend, even holiday, when I was a kid.
Oh. Wow, much work.
Yes, I'm very busy.
Well, you know, I'd love to know specifically,
yes,
what instruments did you learn while growing up in China?
Sorry, you mean what instrument?
Did you learn? Yes, what instruments did you learn while growing up in China?
Oh, yes. Piano. You know, my mom is a music professor, so she also teach piano. So I learned... At the beginning, I learned from her. I learned with her together. And then I found another teacher. So piano is my very, very early music friend.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I have a question for Jean. Jean, you there?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm
here. I wanted to know, what is it like bringing Wuhan into international waters as an artist?
What is, or what do I feel, or what do I see, what do I think?
What is it like bringing Wuhan into the international waters as an artist, bringing her into the world, the rest of the world, into the international scene?
Oh, wow. It's actually very exciting and very looking forward to, might be challenging very much, but at the same time, it's very fulfilling. Two. That's my current. It's a mixed feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Wuhan, I hear you've been working with other artists in other countries. What has this experience been like? What has this experience been like?
You asked me? Sorry.
Yes. Wuhan, I was asking. I hear you have been working with other artists in other countries.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What has this experience been like for you?
Can you say it again? There's some noise.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes. I hear you have been working with other artists in other countries. What has this experience been? What has this experience been like for you?
Oh yes. I think this experience gives me big help. At the beginning, first, I worked with Damon Albarn, Gorillaz, in Monkey Journey to the West. We have a show in Europe. So actually, Damon Albarn is the first person to broken up my world, my classical music world. So after when I worked with him, suddenly I feel, oh, there have another way to singing, or there have another way to show what is music. And then I work with Christopher Ting, he's American too. We work in that album, Call Your Dance, and he gives me a very special word. I feel very surprised. It's an American. They can have very deep understand on Chinese philosophy, very old philosophy. And then when I signed contract with Shanghai Synergy Group, I work with more and more Western musician like Switzerland, French. So they have a different style, different feeling. So I can learn different from there. Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Ruan, what do you love about working with other artists from other countries?
Oh, yes. I like work with them. For example, Damon. Damon has very much spirit. And when we work together, I can tell them, can I make this song a little bit higher or very high? And he can, how can I say that? He really supports me to change his song, completely change his song. And he feels that is so exciting. Yeah, kind of like that.
Wow. You know, we've seen classical music, which is, I have to tell you, some of the most beautiful music I've heard you sing. What are some of the things you do, Ruhan, to keep your voice in really great shape?
Great shape.
Yeah, like you know, what do you do to keep your voice in good in a good place so that you're always able to sing?
Sorry, can you say it again? They have noise.
Oh, okay. What I was asking is, what are you, you know, we know that you sing classical music, which is really beautiful. What we'd like to know is, what are some of the things you do to keep your voice in really great shape?
Okay.
What are some of the things you do to keep your voice in good?
Yes, that is very easy because this is my job. So I should training my voice every day, training my body every day to keep it very good feeling. And then you know, the very important thing is use your heart more than use your head. Just sing this music, sing this song, put the emotional from your heart, and then you can let this music to touch another people. This is a very important thing. So actually, voice for me is only a way to show my experience, my emotional. So I feel emotional is let my voice very, very good way. This is the most important thing.
Okay.
So what, Ron, I want to know, what is your favorite music to sing?
Classical crossover. Until now, it's classical crossover. But now, you know, I have big, big change because I'm working on my new album, my third album. So this music style is very, very new. Very, I've never seen this, you know. And, you know, like Stravinsky, you know, they have a new music language. So I'm crazy on that. And I think maybe when I finish this album, this music style maybe will be my favorite music.
Wow.
So classical,
it's called classical crossover.
Yes, classical crossover, like this album Calling All Downs that won Grammy Award is classical crossover. That's that.
What is the difference between what you were singing and classical crossover? What's the difference between the two?
You know, classical music is very, very traditional. You should do everything what the composer write down on the notes, you know. You can't put pop feeling or another music style in it. You should be very serious to do that, you know. But cross your crossover is much more freedom. I love that freedom. So they can use, maybe you can use classical with mixed with pop music or mixed with jazz, even mixed with rock. You can mix with every music style you like it. So I love their freedom. They can, I can put my personality in there.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
and
amazing.
You know,
that's amazing.
This new album, what I'm doing is completely freedom. And this composer wanted me over freedom to broken
so
all
amazing.
Of the rules. Yes.
<That's
laughs> I'm
so,
crazy on that
really
now.
Well, you know, let me
yes.
ask you something. Speaking of
yes.
your new album, now, you're working on your new album now, which is your third album. Can you tell us a little bit about the other new album you have out currently, Smile?
You mean Smile, right?
Yeah, which is your second album, am I correct?
Yes, this is my second album. It's made by Framed 13 Beans. This album is very have very interesting story because when I work for Interpol, I am a ambassador for Interpol. So we worked in South Africa to talking about people don't use fake medicine to keep your health, something like that. They seen. So we met this. Boss of this 13 beings, and then he feel I sing this Interpol theme song "Proud to Be." It feels so exciting, you know. When I recorded finished this, and I heard this screaming in another room. They listen to my voice, and when I finished singing this screaming, because I meet some Chinese opera singing, mix them together in this very pop music. So they feel so fresh. And then this 13 Beans boss talk with Jin. They want to give me make her own album. So this is the beginning of this album. And this this album is really, really global. And that is really, really classical crossover style. So they give me Italian language, English, old English, French. Oh my God, that French song is let me use 10 hours to recording this. Is I learn one by one and just go straight to recording. Very, very long time to learn that. And then is Chinese nationality. Chinese have another nationality named Dai Zu. So I use Dai language to sing another very, very original Chinese song. So this album is really global and really international. So there have four composer work with me on this album. Yes, from four countries.
Wow. Wow,
yes.
You know, it's funny, Ruhan, you know, I have one more question for her, Jay.
Yes.
You know, it's
okay.
Ruhan, you know, this is really amazing because we wanted to extend an amazing invitation to you and Jean today, okay? You know, we have some work
yes.
we do with the UN, and we're working on a major
yes.
campaign under Listen Give. So it's funny because,
yes.
you know, that we do a lot of work around children around the world. And we actually
yes.
wanted to extend an invitation to you and Jean Wernheim as your label person is to be the one of our Listen Give ambassadors for the world with children.
Yes, that's great.
We would love to extend that invitation to you to be our ambassador. We'll have a few ambassadors, but we'd like you to be one of our ambassadors to talk about, you know, your thoughts about children and making a difference around the world. Is that something you would love to do?
Sure, absolutely. I really love this. You know, actually, I have a dream. I want to make a foundation, like Lujan Foundation, to help all of the people that need help.
Wow, that's amazing.
I
listened to your album, Smile. I was just sitting here so relaxed, so enjoying it. The music is so beautiful. I'm thanking you for making the music because I was able to just work and relax and enjoy the words. It was beautiful. So thank you so much. And I know Jay is dying to ask you another question.
I'm just so glad to hear that.
Gail, I'm just in awe of her because she can sing in different languages, and that's amazing to me. She can sing in these different languages, which it's just great to be able to do that, so you can reach the whole world by that talent. I understand that you have streamed your concerts on the Internet live to other countries. Was this fun for you to be able to see so many people get to see you in your streaming concert on the Internet live so other countries could see? Was it fun?
Sorry, can I say it again? Still have noise. Sorry.
I understand you have streamed your concerts live to other countries. Was this fun for you?
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun for you?
Oh, you mean that concert? Okay, I understand. Yes, it's a lot of fun. You know, you don't need to go to another country, and then you can singing with a singer from another country. This is really fun. And, I feel I like a rabbit, jump on the stage, always jump on the stage. And at the last, I take off my high heel and then sing really rock. I really enjoy that time.
That's amazing. That is really cool. You know, Jean, you know, this question is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rujan is amazing here. And, you know, I want to know, what steps have you taken to put Rujan Gia as an international artist into the global marketplace? And what have been some of the challenges that you faced and also some of the positive aspects?
Challenge. The challenge so far is I think it's the world is still not familiar. The Chinese artists actually can sing the music that adapted to their ears. Very often people hear, you have a Chinese artist. They haven't heard the song yet and say, oh, it's not going to work. I think that was more of the mind and the closed mind, ear closed attitude. However, I do notice that when people actually listen to her, even though a lot of sounds that she was singing in Chinese, and everybody came back and said, oh my God, my goosebumps are just fall over, or someone said, oh, I listened to it and I have a tear in my eyes. So I believe the music do have this power to cross the border and cross the language barrier. So it's very exciting to have an artist like Rujan that willing to adapt and change and has such a skill, can sing all different kinds of songs and has a great taste of what kind of music will come out her the best at listening for everyone too.
Wow. You know, Jean, I really would like to ask you as well, you know, what steps have you taken to put Rujan as an international artist into the global marketplace? We don't ask you to give us your private marketing practices, but to at least share with us, you know, some things that people who are in, you know, who are coming up in this music industry and really need to know what it is to put an artist out into the global marketplace, where there has to be cultural understanding and so forth. Can you give two or three tips from your own experience with Rujan?
I My tips, I would say probably because I have accumulated so many years international contacts, and even though there are people that have there are people with a closed mind, with open minded, so I was quite lucky that Rohan's first album, I was able to find someone to say, okay, we're gonna give it a try because it's just so beautiful, and that's a silver screen. After the Keith listened to one song, he just said, I just love it, and we have to try. So I appreciate that they are willing to take the challenge because they had never done this before. And then after the distribution around the world, then you start to receive the different kind of requests from all over the part of the world. Some of them requested her to perform, and we did. Like I went to the United Nations that Rohan had performed for this climate changes conference there, and she was performing in London. And then the chance, and we also took her to the Midam in 2012 and have a small press conference to introduce and her to the media people there. And from there, we got the chance to talk to have the meeting, encounter with the 13bis company, and they invite us to be part of Interpol's project. So things just kind of rolled on its own once it started. I can't say we have reached out, opened the door completely yet, but this year's Midam, we presented Rohan's second album there, and very luckily, before we went there, BBC had done a very extensive interview with Rohan, and introduced her and following her to her home and studio and practicing and company, and ask all kind of questions and watch her perform in the concert and all that kind of thing. And it was very well introduction there for Rohan. And from that broadcasting, we are just flooded in with all kinds of requests. Say, well, we want you to come to sing for our musical. We want you to come to perform in our festival. We want this and that. So we'll see how this third steps that we're going to do. So I don't know if this is a tip or not, but it's being there and talk to people and present to your artists in every way you know how. And it, I guess a lot of mailing also.
Would you say that the Midam conference also supported your efforts a lot?
Well, yes. To us, it's a very helpful platform to meet all business. We can meet record label there. We can meet with the performing agents there. You can meet a festival and the digital platform. All kinds of people you can meet in the one place. And it's this year. It's just has been very good. Midam for I have been there almost 20 times now, and I would say this is probably my best Midam ever.
Wow, yeah, I have to agree with you on that one, Jean. Jay, I know you have a question for, I'm sorry, Jean, before we go, is there any other thing that you want to say?
Oh, no, I just really want to thank you and Jay for inviting me back and allowed me to introduce bring my artists along with me. Yes?
Yes, no problem. But we have a few more questions for you guys if you're uh-huh. willing to hang in there.
Oh.
Ruhani.
Okay.
Ruhani, Jean, are you willing to hang in there with us a little bit more for a few more minutes?
Okay, I'm here.
And
she's
Rohan,
up now, so it's at 4 o'clock in the morning for her time, so no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ruhan, we're not going to keep you too long. Ruhan, would you stay on with us for a few minutes more?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean and Ruhan. Jay, I know you have a question for Ruhan.
Well, first I want to tell Gene, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're just happy. Every time you come to on our show, me and Gail, we're just very, very happy to have you here. So, you know, come back again because we love to have you on our show. and
thank you.
And Ruhan, I have a question. Now, Ruhan,
yes?
can the world learn about Chinese music from you?
Chinese music for what? Sorry?
Can the world learn about Chinese music?
Can you say it again?
Can the world learn about Chinese music?
Can the world learn about Chinese music, right?
Can the rest of the world?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I can't hear you very clearly. Sure, no problem. Actually, Chinese music is very beautiful. Few months, I've worked on my new album, and I learned a lot Chinese folk music and original music. They have a different kind of beautiful music. They're talking about different story, different history, and different lifestyle. And I think people in all the world, they will have much more interesting to listen and learn Chinese music. You know, good music, all same, because they always talking the true feeling, too emotional, and really touch your heart. So, like me, when I learn, you know, my background is Western music. You know, I learned that many years, but during this month, I learned Chinese folk music and original music. I always cry because the music really, really touched my heart. So I think your question is no problem. It is so beautiful.
Well, you know, I have a question. You know, Ruhan, you know, based on that question Jay just asked you, you know, Jay, what she said was so beautiful about touching the heart. You know, I want to ask you, what is it that, you know, your music is so beautiful, all right? And I had the opportunity with Gene to listen to some of your very first music. And it's just so beautiful. And I would like to ask you, from the heart, you know, just from the heart, what is important to you about your music, and what do you want to share with the world about your music and Chinese music? So I'll say that again, Ruhan. Your music is beautiful, and I want to know from your heart, what do you want to share about your music with the world? What do you want people to, what do you want people to feel when they listen to your music?
You know, I like my second album, Smile is classical crossover, and then on my new album, I want to mix them. I want to mix Chinese original and folk music with Western music and pop music, even rock. I want to mix them together. By my special way to share with all of the audience.
Wow. And that's beautiful. Jay, did you have another quick question for Ruhan?
Yeah, Ruhan, what do you see yourself achieving in the music entertainment business in the next 5 years? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years achieving your goals?
Sorry. I can't hear that pronunciation.
What do you see yourself achieving?
Yes.
In the entertainment? Yes. Where do you see yourself prospering in the music business in the next 5 years?
You know, I actually
I'll
I
say
don't
for,
think
I'll
about
say
that too much.
Okay.
I just want to work on my music, work on my work very hard and step by step. And then I wanna make Chinese music. It's not only folk music. It's now this century Chinese music have a position on the world. Like go to Grammy. Let all of the people to know this century's Chinese music, because you know Chinese have lots of pop music or website music that is kind of like garbage. So I really wanna the music has gold, and I want all of the people listen that. So this is high quality Chinese music.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, this is, I have two questions, one for Jean and one for Ruhan. Jean, I want to know what doesn't the world know about Chinese music, Jean? What is it from your perspective the world doesn't know about Chinese music?
Oh, well, there are good Chinese music. They are very hidden in many places. Just like Rohan say, this album she's recording now, it touched all different kinds of tribes or village or different kind of regions in China. And I'm discovering that myself. So I believe a world doesn't know about it either. So that's there's so much treasure in Chinese music culture that people doesn't know but will find out.
Okay. And Ruhan, what I want to know.
Yes.
As you know, across the world, you know, music. There's a fact that's not known. But music actually changes the mood of people when they're in a negative mood or when they're in a war. You know, in listening to Chinese music, I found Chinese music to be so relaxing. For instance, today I was very stressed and getting a lot of work done, and I listened to your CD, and it was so relaxing. You know, classical music does that, but also I've listened to other Chinese music with other Chinese instruments that are so beautiful. And my question is, how would you like your music? I mean, I asked you this a little bit earlier, but I would like to know how you would like your music personally to touch the lives of other children and other women around the world. Like, what difference would you like to make in the lives of women and their families with your music?
You know, this is very easy to me. Just we've seen this, and then you just use your heart to sing this. Put your truly emotional, put all of your emotional, very strong emotional, put it in your music. So that's it. That feels successful. That feels touched people or make people feel very safe and very relaxed. Mm. And then is this your question?
I mean, no. Yes, it does. Is there any other? Is there anything else you want to say about that?
Yes. You know, I do music. It's kind of like that. You know, musician should got talent. When you have talent, you just use your way to work on this music. So, you know, now. In China, have very very interesting things. It's very many professional singers. They're from conservatory of music. They sing very high. They have very loud voice and a very strong voice, but the singing cannot touch the people. Why? Because they always think about skill, and they don't use their heart to sing it. So I feel if you want to make a really good music, really touched music, only use your heart, only use your strong emotional, so that is a successful key.
Wow.
Yes. So, you know, I can sing very high, too, because, you know, my background is from university, you know, conservative of music, right? But I always don't want me be a voice machine. I want to sing by human feeling. I'm a human, not voice machine.
Wow.
Not a, yes. So I think this is a way, this is a key to touch people.
Well, Mr. Jay, I think it's your turn. She's answered my question very well.
I would like to ask Ron, what is your favorite music to play on the piano?
Classical. You know, I only play classical music on piano, you know, because my training lessons is...
Well, what is like, was it Brahms, Chopin, Bach, Mozart, Chabansky? Who do you like the most?
Chopin and Mozart.
Me
Chopin.
Too.
Yes. Oh, great. Chopin is my favorite musician. And then Mozart.
And you know what? That's what I listen to all. It's so funny because my next question to you was, what's your favorite classical artist of today or your era? Because Chopin is my favorite.
Yes.
Absolutely my favorite. That is what I listen to all the time. It keeps me relaxed. And just able to work, you know, like you said, from the heart.
Yes,
from
yes.
Heart.
Oh, great.
You know.
This is a great feeling, you know, like meet soulmate.
You know, Jay, Jay and Jean, I almost don't want to let Rohan go, but I know that she has to go shortly. So we only have a few more questions for you guys.
Yes.
So Jay, I know you think that I know you had another question for her.
Yes. I just wanted to ask her. How did you ever think, Rohan, that you will be doing this singing opera and doing albums and singing all over the world? When you were a little girl, did you think that this was going to happen to you?
Sorry, this is not. I cannot hear you very clearly. When I was a little girl, and
did you ever? Did you ever imagine being at such a star? Did you ever imagine?
Maybe have this dream. I can't remember very clearly. I just put all of my focus on music and the dance. I like ballet very much, and I learned that a lot. So, and my family also pushed me on music, on art. So, you know, when I was a kid, I think about these questions, how do I do in the future? So the question is, this is the only way I can do, be a musician. Until
wow.
Now, yes, until now, I still feel like that, be a musician. This is my only way. This is my only way to live in this world.
That's so funny you would say that, Rohan, because my next question
yes.
was to you, do you think you would be planning on doing this for the rest of your life?
Oh. So another soulmate. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you guys. Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, Jean and Rohan, the next questions that we have for both of you so that, you know, we know that you're calling from a long distance. So our last questions for both of you, Jay, I'm just going to say it to both of them so they can answer them. You know, what are your plans for the new album, Smile, Jean and Rohan? And when is your tour coming to New York and San Francisco, Jean and Rohan?
Yay!
They're working on it, and the short time I can announce that her schedule is much solid for people who like to listen to her.
Well, that sounds so amazing. And Jean and Rohan, we are so glad to have you. And Rohan and Jean, Rohan,
yes.
thank you for accepting our invitation to be on our show and also to be one of the ambassadors for Listen Give. Okay, with
that's
you.
It's my pleasure.
You know,
yes,
and
that
Jean,
will be my pleasure.
And Jean, thank you for just being on our show and making the difference and having this happen. Jay, is there any last words that you wanted to say to Jean and Rohan?
No, I'm just so proud of Jean and Rohan. For, you know, Jean, you're just amazing. You're bringing these beautiful artists into the world, into the international scene, and I'm just so happy that somebody like you would do that. And I'm a fan, Rohan. You have me as a fan. I want to be watching you, and I hope
wow.
you come back to the show again.
Thank you.
You know, so, and Jean, you know, Jean, I love you. You know that I love you. That's a definite. And as a listener,
I love you too.
And as an ambassador for Listen Give, and not just because you've accepted our invitation to become an ambassador for Listen Give, but we are going to be supporting you with Jean and Bill and Tom to get your music out there, to make a difference with youth around the world. We will be your partners in this with the UN and with everything that you're doing. Rohan, you're amazing. We love your honesty. It's so refreshing. And, you know, we wouldn't expect anything less, especially working with Jean. So thank you guys for being on our show and for taking all this time out with us. This is an amazing interview, and I have to tell you, Rohan and Jean and Jay, this is one of my most fun interviews out of all the interviews I've done on Listen To You, I have to tell you. Thank you.
Well, I hope the Rohan Smile album has the power to keep everybody smiling the whole time.
Well, Jean and Rohan, if it's okay with you, we are going live with our new Listen Give site shortly, and we will put the new song Smile up, but not for download, just so that you guys can listen and route
okay.
you to where you can purchase Rohan's album. And we have
the album is currently available actually in China only. But there is the apps on the Android version. However, you need to type in the Chinese character in order to find it because we just initially released it in China. 13bis is working on several new tracks and added to it for the international release, which is scheduled to be international released around summer also.
Oh, that's amazing. That will be great, Jean. And what we'll do in the meantime is any support we can give you, Jean, we will be more than happy to do so.
Well, thank you. Having us on your radio show, that already gave us such a strong power, powerful support for us. Thank you.
No problem. And, of course, you know, we'll be following up with an interview itself, and we're just excited. So Jay, Jean, and Rohan, as usual, thank you for being on Let's Give.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jay. So nice to talk to you again.
Yes,
call me back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, my soulmates.